Life brings with it both pleasure and pain. Hopefully the first will far outweigh the second. The reality is that doesn't always work out that way for some. While a troubled life can weigh heavy on an adult, it can become crushing for a teen with less life experience. This way too often becomes a breaking point which results in suicide. My first guest is here with a preview of a conference which will address the causes which create this dangerous situation, as well as the efforts needed to properly, key part there, properly address it. Here are the details from the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, is Shauna Moses. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to have you here on the website. Learn more about this conference and the work of the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, NJAMHAA.org. And this conference is going to be on September 8th. It's the third annual National Suicide Prevention Day Conference. Back to school, take a breath, and pack a good mental health toolkit. This will be at the New Jersey Department of Human Services in Trenton, a free event. Is this an event, Shauna, for educators and professionals, family members, kids? I mean, who can attend this?
Actually, we encourage all adults to attend. Youth can attend as well. But primarily, we are highlighting the educational resources that we have that we present to students in middle schools, high schools, and colleges, and also to teachers, faculty, and school administrators, parents, other community members, and also the services that are available for youth and their family members for addressing the mental health and substance use issues that they may be encountering. So actually, the conference is co-sponsored by NJAMA and Attitudes in Reverse, or AIR for short. We collaborate because we have the common mission of eliminating stigma about mental illnesses and substance use disorders and making people aware of the signs and symptoms of these types of disorders, making people comfortable in seeking help if they come to the point where they're experiencing any of the symptoms, and knowing where to go to get the help. So it's kind of a team effort as far as the education and knowing about the services and knowing how to access the services, and that, all to prevent suicide.
And that prevention is just really so important, because I think we've all heard stories time after time where there's a teen or even younger child commits suicide, and everyone is shocked and surprised. What would compel Joe or Margie to do something like that? And they go to Joe or Margie's Facebook page, for example, and they find out they've been getting cyberbullied for the last year.
Right. That's a huge issue. And sometimes, if that's not the issue, sometimes it's a total, even more of a shock, because it could be someone who is so popular and successful. They're doing well in school. They are popular in the sports and in their social networks, but they might be so overwhelmed by the stress of trying to succeed in their social lives and their academic lives and their relationships. They might have an underlying mental illness that's exacerbating all of that stress, and they might not be opening up to find ways to cope with that stress. And that's another reason why some of these suicides are taking place, because they're not getting the help they need to cope with it. If it is an underlying mental illness, that's becoming even worse. And they're not realizing that it's a real illness, and that's why they're embarrassed or they're ashamed, and they're self-medicating in many cases with drugs or alcohol, and that only compounds the issue. So there's a lot of education that really needs to get out there. Education is it's so critical. A lot of people say knowledge is power, which I agree with, but really knowledge is life. Without that knowledge about the fact that mental health disorders and substance use disorders are real health issues, just like diabetes or heart conditions or stomach conditions, without that knowledge, the stigma is not going to go away. And without the stigma going away, that barrier to seeking help is always going to be in the way.
Well, Shauna Moses, who is with the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, NJAMHAA.org. is their website, and you get more information too about the September 8th third annual National Suicide Prevention Day Conference. Back to school, take a breath, and pack a good mental health toolkit. It's a free event happening in the New Jersey Department of Human Services in Trenton. Find more information, and you certainly have to sign up, because as you would safely assume, seats and space is limited. But again, when you go to the website, You can get more information about who to call, where to call, and what you have to do as a follow-up when you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And why this is an important topic, too, if you look at the stats, suicide is the third leading cause of death among 15 to 24-year-olds, the sixth leading cause, get ready for this demographic, of death among 5 to 14-year-olds. And according to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 15.8% of students in the 9th through the 12th grades reported that they had seriously considered attempting suicide over the past 12 months. That's, I often talk about here on the show about domestic violence and how that's an evil that's inflicted upon someone under the veil of secrecy. So is mental illness. And in both cases, the victim of these invasions and attacks feel almost like they're at fault. Something's wrong with them, so I don't want to tell anyone because people are going to think less of me, and I already think less of me.
Right. That is a very tragic and common situation. And so there are also resources available where the counselors are specific experts in the domestic violence field, as well as counselors. So they, their counseling is specifically focused on a domestic violence issue. And they help the victims and even the perpetrators. So in a lot of these cases, the individuals who are the perpetrators also have mental health issues that are contributing to their violent tendencies and their anger outbursts. And so both issues are extremely important and serious health issues, and both sides can and should be addressed. Same thing with bullying. A bullier can also be bullied. They can be experienced both sides of that situation. And no one should feel embarrassed to speak up about that. Now, I haven't experienced domestic violence on either side of the issue, and I don't know how open a perpetrator of domestic violence would be. I don't know if they're open to realizing that it could be a mental health situation in their case, but at least the victim should definitely open up and get help on their end to get away from that dangerous situation and realize that they are definitely not at fault and build that confidence and find a safe place to get themselves in a mental and a physical environment where they can thrive like everyone has the right to do. And NJAMA providers, a lot of them have programs focused on that specifically, as well as mental health in general. I mean, it's so critical for everyone's well-being in general. Mental health is part of our overall health. We all have mental health, and just like we all have physical health. And sure, it's either good or bad, and it's along a continuum. And we all need to do what we can to make mental health as well as our physical health as strong as possible. So just like people go for checkups for their physical health, their primary care physicians should be at least doing some kind of screening for the mental health. And if any red flags come up for depression or anxiety or drug abuse or domestic violence, they should be referring them to specialists if it's not an area that they can address on their own.
And we look at the fact, too, of among youths, teens, and children in New Jersey alone, never mind the national numbers, in New Jersey alone, we're losing about 150,000 children each year taking their own lives. And that's a number that obviously needs to be reduced. And when you think of, again, the sixth leading cause of death among 5 to 14-year-olds, and the old axiom of saying to the kid, well, snap out of it, get over it, it doesn't always work that way, nor does medication become the cure-all and end-all. You wind up with a depressed zombie as opposed to a healthy child in many cases. So it's the third annual National Suicide Prevention Day Conference. Back to school, take a breath, and pack a good mental health toolkit. It's happening September 8th. It's a free event at the New Jersey Department of Human Services. It's at 222 South Warren Street in Trenton. And you can register for the event in the events section of the website njamhaa.org. No need to have a lightning memory. Of course, we have got the link over at our website as well. That's the website for the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies. And giving us a preview of this conference, we've been joined this morning by Shauna Moses. Shauna, thanks so much for helping those who are in dilemmas to realize that it's not their fault that they have outlets and resources and paths to take for the people around those who are in trouble. You give them the encouragement to step forward and say, "John, we're in this together. We're going to get you help together." And for the professionals, you give them the foundation and the backing they need as well. So all around, it's a great job by your organization. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate it.